Why are we so blessed?
Well, we'll get to that later, Todd. First off, some predictions from the sports fans on today's game. Pat?
Bulls, 149-23.
Carl?
Bulls, 149-52.
Todd?
Bulls, 402 to zip.
The Bulls.
The Bulls. Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Who can set the court on fire? Only the Bulls keep us burning with desire.
Sandberg, I think your finest work on this show was when you found our next guest.
I agree.
And before we introduce him, can you explain how you found him?
I found him because I know his mom and dad very well.
I don't know his mom, but his dad's a great guy.
His dad is amazing. Yeah. And so my sister...
He's raising a roof for himself behind you.
Yeah, they used to take gymnastics from my sister, so that's how they...
His father did?
Yeah.
His floor routine, I understand, is spectacular.
Yeah, so...
He brought
They have three lovely children, these people.
The three are?
The Gibbs family, and so we have Grace, who is not here right now.
Right. And she got a better offer.
We have Connor Gibbs, and then special guest star today, Luke Gibbs.
Yeah. I just met Luke. He's 7 years old, and I fixed his hat for him.
Yeah, he's sporting a Hawks hat.
So. Yeah, it's looking good. Connor, it is great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
NBA All-Star Weekend, and you are a resident NBA expert. Not Bulls expert, NBA expert. Mm-hmm. Why do you love hoops?
I don't know really why. I just really like the game, and it's really fun to play, and I like watching it.
And you're how old?
10.
And you're filled with hope for the Bulls?
Yeah, in a few years, I guess.
Right.
Who's the best team in the NBA right now?
Probably the Raptors or the Rockets. I think the finals will be the Raptors or the Rockets.
Really? No Golden State Warriors.
Or the Bucks? Yeah. Not the Bucks?
No.
What are you?
He's a Bulls fan.
I'm with you on the
Bucks.
What
are you, a Greek freak? Can you explain to me how James Harden is able to play the way he plays with a giant beard? It should be impossible.
Yeah, I do not know. It's
very weird.
Yes, it is.
Have you tried to play with a beard?
No.
Well, you probably can't grow one yet. Will you grow a beard someday?
Maybe.
I don't think your mom's going to be happy about that. All right, so are you excited about All-Star Weekend?
Yeah.
You know, the Bulls have been rebuilding longer than your dad's been alive. So this is an opportunity for us to see the way the NBA should be done with the best players. So other than James Harden, who are you looking forward to seeing?
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, he's good.
LeBron.
Who?
LeBron.
Don't know his work.
And then Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah, James Harden.
Give the fans somebody that you know that they might not know. I mentioned a Greek freak. I suppose maybe him?
Yeah. Giannis, yeah.
Yeah, Giannis. What's his last name?
Exactly. Antetokounmpo.
I like how he doesn't go nickname. He's like, yeah, Giannis. Like,
I'm sorry, Dave, did you sneeze? What was his name?
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Yes, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
And he is called the Greek Freak because he's Greek and he has freakish talent.
He does have freakish talent.
There you go.
Connor, one of the great things about the NBA is watching the teams that are usually pretty bad actually have good years. Mm-hmm. And I think about the New Jersey Nets as a team that, or I guess they're the Brooklyn Nets now, that they are actually good this year.
Yeah.
I think of, as you mentioned, Dave mentioned the Milwaukee Bucks, who are I think they have the best record in basketball. But it's, so who are the teams that you usually are losers that are winning this year that we should be paying attention to?
The Nets are doing good.
I guess the Nuggets are good this year? Or
yeah,
better?
The Nuggets are actually pretty good. I've like really never seen that.
And I do like the, you think it's going to be the Raptors and the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should talk about a team that's not so good this year.
There's one right here.
Talk about the Bulls? Let's talk about the Bulls. Now, first off, your dad will explain this in your car on your way to school today?
School?
Your parents were going to name you Otto. So that brings this whole thing kind of full circle. You can ask him about that later. But Otto Porter Jr., what do you think of that trade?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty good trade. Otto Porter Jr., I think he has some potential and he's young, so he could be good with the rebuilding process.
So, well, we've been rebuilding for a long time, and as you know, your friend Steve here is a little impatient with the rebuild. You're telling me, suck it up, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, hopefully.
Connor, I watched a Bulls game for the first time in a while the other night, and it was the game that Otto Porter had 37 points, and they won. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies. I really liked him. He was there was a defensive play where he blocked a three-pointer in the corner. There's a, he seems to be energetic, at least, like a guy that we can maybe look for in the future.
Yeah, he played really good that game. 37 points.
Which is very impressive. What's your personal high in your basketball games that you play?
16.
16? Oh,
wow. That is
That's great. Did you dunk?
No.
Oh, it's coming, dude. Any minute now, it's coming. Who's the best bull that we don't pay attention to? Best bull off the bench?
Well, Ryan Archidiacono, he usually...
Well, hold on a second. You can say Archidiacomo, but you can't say what Dave said?
What did Dave say? Giannis what?
And Giannis
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. Okay, what's this Ryan guy's name that you're making up?
Ryan Archidiacono. He usually is like a good six man, but now that Chris Dunn is out and they don't really know what to do with him,
fans should pay attention. Fans should watch this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he played on Villanova's championship team a couple of years ago, and that's where he kind of made a name. I think he was the outstanding player of the Final Four.
Is that right?
Or something, you know, so that's where people became familiar with his name.
Is that when you and Connor are on the phone with each other going, you believe this guy?
Yeah. Right?
Connor, a lot of people are interested in if the Bulls are I guess, bad enough to get the number one pick and maybe get the kid out of Duke, Zion Williamson. Do you think, as a Bulls fan, that the Bulls should purposely lose, or should they play the best they can and win as many games as they can?
I mean, as a Bulls fan, I always want them to win, but I guess to get a good pick, they should probably lose.
Now, along with the Otto discussion, your dad's going to be talking to you about this in the car as well, because you don't want them to tank. I mean, if they lose, they lose, because frankly, they're not very good and the chances are decent, but you don't want them to tank. You want them to come out and put their best performance on every night.
Yeah.
Do you pay attention to the college players?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, saw the game Duke versus Louisville the other day.
Wow, crazy comeback.
Game. Yeah, it was insane.
They were down 1-0 at halftime, and they came back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even exaggerating. I mean, that's the thing.
Which college team do you support?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, yeah, that's right.
How do you feel about Northwestern?
His mom went to Wisconsin, though, so I think that's got to be... Does Wisconsin get any billing in your house?
Yeah.
Do you know any ex-athletes from Notre Dame? Or?
My dad.
That's right, your dad.
So, Connor, did you see the YouTube video of the Bulls doing magic?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
That was
what are you talking about? How'd I miss this?
You missed the link? Yeah, I don't know, Justin, who the magician is.
I don't know who the magician is, but it was a magician doing tricks to Bulls players. And the one that, with Wendell Carter Jr., the rookie out of Duke, outstands a viral hit. They played it yesterday on ESPN. But it shows how the trick is done, and Wendell's just missing it. They keep they're throwing like a ball over his head.
They keep telling the guy keeps saying to Wendell, lean in, and when he leans in, the guy throws the ball over his head, but he misses it every time.
It's
really funny to watch. Uh-huh. So.
How's school?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. The grades okay this year?
Yeah.
Picked out of college yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where are you going to go?
Probably Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame would be good. You going to play basketball, you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I can't wait to watch you play college basketball.
Yeah, it'll be great.
We'll be going crazy. Mm-hmm.
Can we just say hi to Luke here?
Luke, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Yeah? Are you glad you're up this early?
Yeah.
Luke sounds like a hostage.
Luke, what do you think of the studio and the view? Isn't that amazing to see the sun?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Luke, who's your favorite big brother?
Connor.
Good call, buddy. Good call. All right, you want to kiss up to any teachers or anything? Your girlfriend or your wife? You want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my mom.
Good call.
My teacher, Miss Keurig.
Uh-huh.
My brother, my dad, and my sister. Happy Valentine's Day.
Grandparents? Uh-huh. No grandparents?
Yeah, my grandparents, too.
Yeah, it's a good call by you. Yeah.
And what do you think? Are the Bulls going to be better in the second half than they were in the first?
Exactly. It sums it up. But see, that's why we love having you in, because you're honest.
Yeah.
You tell the truth, and you tell us where we really are. I just hope that in your lifetime, you know, you got about 150 years left, and in your lifetime, I would like the Bulls to rebuild.
Yeah.
To a point where they're competitive.
Uh-huh.
That's all. That's all we're looking for, Connor.
My last question. You know who's a free agent this summer? Derrick Rose. Should the Bulls bring Derrick Rose back to the Bulls?
I think that would actually be pretty cool, because like when he came to the Bulls on the Timberwolves and he played really good, the Bulls were chanting, the fans were chanting MVP, so I think they really want him back, so...
I would take that back. I would do it.
I love that.
Be fun, right?
Why not me,
be
a kid fun. From Chicago? That's yeah, like right. the best.
You don't think he's too old?
No. Okay. Not yet.
Not yet? How old's too old, do you think?
Like 40.
Can you imagine being 40? It's unbelievable. Great to see you, buddy.
Great to see you, too.
Have a
Thanks,
fun day Connor. At school.
Thanks.
And thank your dad and Uber driver for bringing you down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And tip him. It's the rest of it. I don't know if you need cash.